When do you correct posterior crossbites in children? Today, there's an emphasis for one stage rather than two stages of orthodontic treatment. So if a patient at 8 years of age has a posterior crossbite and a crowded dentition, you know that you'll probably treat the patient with complete orthodontic appliances eventually. Should you do two phases of treatment, that is, palatal expansion to correct the crossbite followed by an observation period, and then complete orthodontic therapy? Or could you simply wait until all permanent teeth have erupted and then correct the crossbite and do the tooth alignment in one phase? Are there any advantages for one approach over the other? One advantage to waiting would be that the patient would only have to wear appliances one time. But could there be an advantage in terms of facial asymmetry of both the mandible and the maxilla if you corrected the crossbite earlier in the mixed dentition? That question was raised in a study that was published in the March 2013 issue of The Angle Orthodontist. I thought this would be an interesting study for us to review. The title of the article is Three-Dimensional Evaluation of Facial Asymmetry in Association with Unilateral Functional Crossbite in the Primary, Early, and Late Mixed Dentition Phases. The study comes out of Slovenia, and the research was performed at the Department of Orthodontics at the University of Ljubljana. The lead author is Dr. Primozic. The purpose of this study was to compare the degree of facial asymmetry that was recorded using three-dimensional laser scanning methodology in growing subjects according to their phase of dentition. In order to accomplish this objective, the authors assembled a group of over 200 Caucasian individuals. About a third of these had unilateral functional crossbites with a shift of the mandible. Two-thirds of the sample did not have a malocclusion. The age ranges of these individuals were between 4 and 12 years of age, so they were in different stages of dentition. The authors divided the sample according to their stage of dentition as to primary, early to intermediate mixed dentition, and late mixed dentition. In order to determine facial asymmetry, the authors used three-dimensional laser scanning methodology, which created a color mapping of the face, which allowed the authors to recognize symmetry and asymmetry of the faces of these children. Then they measured the asymmetry quantitatively as average distances in millimeters between mirrored images on the right and left sides of the face. I think you get the idea of the experiment. This was a rather novel methodology. What did these researchers find? Question number one, do children with unilateral functional crossbite have facial asymmetry? And the answer to that question is yes. These researchers showed that at all dental stages, primary, intermediate mixed, and late mixed dentitions, there was greater facial asymmetry in children with malocclusion than those that did not have a malocclusion. Question number two, where was the asymmetry the greatest? In this study, the greatest part of the asymmetry was in the lower part of the face, which would make sense because these children all have a lateral mandibular shift. Question number three, did this asymmetry affect the middle part of the face or the maxilla? The answer to that question is also yes. During the transition from the primary to the mixed dentition, the authors noted that the middle part of the face became clinically and statistically more asymmetric with time, indicating that the change in the mandibular position was initiating changes in the maxilla. So how should we apply this information? Remember my original question to you? Should you treat a crossbite early or wait and treat it later? Based upon the results of this study, it seems that if a crossbite persists, not only is the mandibular position affected, but eventually there can be an impact and an effect on the maxilla. This occurs during the transition from the primary to the mixed dentition. So in order to avoid changes in the maxilla based upon the results of this study, It would seem that earlier correction of the crossbite would prevent compensatory asymmetries from being created in the maxilla. If you'd like to read this study, you can find it in the March 2013 issue of The Angle Orthodontist.